Mail News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Attorneys General of D.C. and Maryland are filing a lawsuit today against President Trump. Their suit claims that he's in violation of the Constitution for failing to separate his public duties from his private business interests. The lawsuit alleges that Mr. Trump has accepted millions of dollars in payments and benefits from foreign governments since moving into the White House. Now, if a judge allows the case to go forward, it could lead to the release of President Trump's personal tax returns. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is ready to go before the Senate Intelligence Committee and take their questions about Russia and James Comey. But his willingness to testify may not be as cut and dried as it may seem.
A number of senators are concerned that Sessions may be trying to avoid testifying in public by scrapping previously scheduled appearances in front of the Appropriations Committees on Tuesday. But members of the Intel panel say if Sessions does testify, they want to hear him respond directly to some of James Comey's revelations last week.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. It is primary eve in Virginia as battles for the Republican and Democratic nomination for governor will be decided tomorrow.
The two Democrats, Ralph Northam and Tom Perriello, are still locked in a tight race. On the Republican side, though, former RNC chairman Ed Gillespie looks to have pulled away in most polls, but his two challengers say that's irrelevant. Prince William Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart.
We haven't had a Republican primary in Virginia in 12 years, so nobody knows what the voting universe is. Nobody knows who's coming out to vote. None of the polls is accurate.
State Senator Frank Wagner agrees.
Well, the last five elections I've seen, based on the polls, I don't want to be ahead because all five last elections, the leaders in the polls all have one thing in common. They're all losers.
Both on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The first family is once again living together under the same roof. The president's wife and son moved into the White House over the weekend.
Barron becomes the first boy to live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue since 1963. The pair broke with tradition by living at Trump Tower in New York since the inauguration so that Barron could finish the school year in one place. Melania Trump stayed largely out of sight during the campaign and was virtually absent at the outset of Trump's administration. Tweeting a picture looking out across the White House lawn Sunday, the First Lady says she's looking forward to the memories in her new home. Scott Carr, Washington.
The good news for Metro riders is that SafeTrack is due to wrap up June 25th, but that does not mean Metro is done with stepped-up maintenance.
Post-SafeTrack, Metro will be taking advantage of new earlier closing times to do more preventative maintenance overnight. Metro's Assistant General Manager of Rail, Andy Off.
Our intent in FY18 is to limit daytime work. We found that to be inefficient from a work production perspective and also extremely disruptive to our PM rush cycle.
But Chief Operating Officer Joe Leader says lots of work will still have to be done on weekends and some during the day otherwise.
It's extended for so long, it becomes ineffective.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe and other VIPs today will dedicate an historical marker commemorating the 50th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that struck down laws banning interracial marriage. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,272, the Nasdaq at 6208. Sports, Max Scherzer gets his 2,000th career strikeout, but the Nats lose to Texas. The O's lose again to the Yankees, WNBA, the Mystics win, and the Penguins win the Stanley Cup. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of the Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Leesburg on Tuesday, June 13th, Bethesda and Alexandria on Wednesday, June 14th, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, it's a stop tractor trailer, Interstate 95 northbound. Everyone coming out of Stafford to Aquia. We had the volume anyway, but now the extra pressure. Right as you hit past 610, Aquia was in the right lane. Beyond that, a little bit of stop and go into Woodbridge, and then good up through to the Beltway. 395, slowest stretch right now through Landmark, and once you get past King Street, you're wide open. To and across the 14th Street Bridge. Enjoy that trip there. DC 295 southbound. It was a stalled at Benning Road in the right lane. And just a quick heads up here on 50. We had been in great shape through Annapolis and Bowie, but right now, as you head toward Freeway Airport, some volume starting to form. Crews are on their way to check and see if there's anything in the way. So again, in on 50 near Freeway Airport. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a few clouds, hot. This afternoon, hot 93. Plenty of sunshine. Records 95 will make a run at it. Air quality alert in effect. Tonight, mainly clear, 74. On Tuesday, late day shower thunderstorm threat. It's still hot, up to 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Stafford, 67 in Damascus, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. President Trump crashes a wedding at his New Jersey club. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Monday morning. Yeah, it's Monday. Gotta get up. Gotta get moving. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us later this hour at 7:35, Richard Miniter. He is a terrorism and national security expert. He's also the CEO of the American Media Institute. And he will give us an update on the situation in Qatar. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Hey, good morning. And we're joined this morning by a guy that we were joined by Friday. And I'm really glad we're joined so quickly by him again. It's Joe DeGeneva. He's a legal analyst and a former U.S. attorney. And Joe, first of all, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. And you've had some time now to think about a little bit more about James Comey's testimony. What other pearls of wisdom have risen to the top? Things that have bugged you over the weekend?
Well, I think that one thing has been firmly established, that James Comey demonstrated that he is a scheming and manipulative individual. That testimony before the committee last week was absolutely remarkable because he was so brazen in the way he showed that he manipulated everyone around him, including his staff, the President of the United States, a couple of attorneys general. He was a one-man disreputable band, and he was clearly demonstrated himself to be weak when he succumbed to Loretta Lynch's insistence that he call the Clinton email investigation a matter rather than an investigation. He showed himself, I think, quite brazenly to be politically corrupt, and I must say, I think the loser in that testimony, and I think any honest Democrat would admit it, was James Comey. Did a lot of damage to himself. I think he's slowly losing his patina and that little halo that he put on his own head, and he's got kind of devilish horns growing out of his head right now, along with a long red tail.
And so, you know, you have the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara, was on the Sunday shows this weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're among several people who's made the case that James Comey destroyed the case for obstruction from the president. But he said no one knows right now whether there's a provable case of obstruction, but there's no basis to say there's no obstruction. Do you agree with that assessment?
Oh, I disagree. I know Preet. He's a fine fellow, but let's remember who he is. He's a wounded Democrat, fired by the President of the United States. He says he refused to return the President's call. Let's see now. He took two calls from the President-elect, but refused to take the call from the President of the United States. That's the grounds to fire the United States attorney, no matter what. I have no idea what he's thinking of with regard to the obstruction case. What he's saying is, Well, I think there's enough here to investigate. Well, la-di-da, you know, you can investigate just about anything. But in terms of what's on the record, there's no evidence that anybody thought the president was trying to obstruct justice. He asked a very simple series of questions. I hope you can find your way not to continue the investigation. Not something I would have done. I think it was ill-advised on the part of the president. I don't think it was smart, but I also don't think it was obstruction of justice. We'll see what Mr. Mueller does. I think Mr. Mueller needs to worry about serious stuff, and that wasn't, believe me, that's not serious. There were plenty of reasons to fire Comey, the most important of which was his conduct during the Clinton email investigation scandal. His conduct there was despicable and disreputable.
Is it, speaking of Democrats, on CNN there was an exchange with Dianne Feinstein, and she was asked whether Lynch was providing cover for Clinton when she asked right. James Comey to say that it was a matter, not an investigation. And she said that, I would have a queasy feeling too, though, to be candid with you. But she said, I think we need to know more about that, and there's only one way to know about it, and that's to have the Judiciary Committee take a look at that. So that, to me, was very big, did not get a lot of play in the media. Do you think that's ever going to happen?
I think it will. I think the committee is going to look at and bring in Loretta Lynch for sworn testimony. And they're going to give her some very interesting testimony, not only about that, but show how it related to her meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix, Arizona, with former President Bill Clinton. I don't think there's any doubt that Loretta Lynch and her predecessor, Eric Holder, were two of the single most political attorneys general in the history of the department. They ignored major criminal scandals inside the administration, refused to allow investigation, covered up for the IRS. I mean, the cases are endless in which she and Holder presided over, quite frankly, a politically corrupt Department of Justice. But they're not embarrassed by it because they're Democrats. And Democrats can do whatever they want. And they're complicit with the media in this, and that's why you haven't heard a lot about Loretta Lynch and Comey falling like a silly little boy, deciding he's going to call it a matter because Loretta Lynch basically ordered him to do so. What an embarrassment for an FBI director. You know what he should have said to her? He should have said to her, Madam Attorney General, it's an investigation. That's what I'm going to call it. And if you don't like it, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, what's clear about Comey was, he never wanted to resign because he never wanted to leave the stage. He got a thrill out of being a player in all of this, no matter how disruptive he was.
You know, what, another attorney general that came up last week was Jeff Sessions, because during the course of that testimony, James Comey alleged that Jeff Sessions was silent in the face of various requests that Comey was making to him. Sessions and the Department of Justice have since rebutted that claim, saying that, no, he wasn't silent at all. And now Attorney General Jeff Sessions is expected to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee, we believe, tomorrow. What are you making of the fact that Sessions will testify, and what do you expect to come out of it?
I expect him to refute James Comey. I hope he does so in a way that is dramatic, although Jeff is not a very dramatic person. He's kind of a low-key Southern guy. He really doesn't get excited and lose his temper. He ought to just smack down Comey. He ought to say he's delighted that he's no longer the FBI director, that he was that Comey was an insidious force inside the department, a force for disruption, and I think Jeff will take him down, and I hope he does. He should, because Comey is really, when you look at what he has done since July 5th, 2016, through the current time when he's testified, and his leaking of documents to the New York Times through a friend, you must, no one, even a loving Democrat who hated him when he was making Hillary Clinton's life miserable and love him now that he's making Trump's life miserable, even the Democrats have to admit that it is a very good thing that he is no longer FBI director, because he became a dangerous and politically corrupt public figure.
Do you think at the end of the day we will see President Trump testify?
He should not testify under any set of circumstances. That is a terrible suggestion that the president made, President Trump. It was stupid. I don't know what he's thinking of. He's not a businessman anymore. He's the damn president of the United States. He doesn't testify anywhere unless it's compelled by the Supreme Court of the United States. What a silly thing for him to do. He just doesn't know when to shut up for his own good.
All right. Well, you heard it here. I'm glad. Thank you, Mary. That was a great question, great answer. It was great to talk to you, Joe, today.
Okay, guys.
7:15 now on WMAL, which means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's head you through town and northeast with the crash, Minnesota Avenue at Burroughs, right in that intersection. Police still responding. So, again, a lot of activity, Minnesota and Burroughs. On 295, coming south out of Chevrolet, heavy. We're been okay out of Riverdale, just a little bit of volume now forming to merge onto 295 down past East Capitol Street. Let's go Beltway to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road out of Maryland, out of Virginia. You're fine. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, and Virginia's Beltway Interloop now bogs down a bit approaching the American Legion Bridge. Virginia 95 northbound in Aquia. The tractor trailer looks like, looking at most of this activity, looks like confined to the right shoulder now where we had the stopped tractor trailer. Nonetheless, coming out of Stafford to 610, that's where we have that heavy delay. Now from Garage Door Repair. Let's check out that hot WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we got a good deal of sunshine, a high of 93 degrees. Let's see if we can brush that record of 95. Tonight, it'll be mainly clear with a low of 74. And then tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds for later in the day. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 94. Right now in Reagan National, it's 76 degrees. It's 7:16 on WMAL.
Wish we could turn back time.
Look back on their school days as the good old days. Well, there is a high school in New Jersey, in Wall Township, New Jersey. And at the end of the year, of course, high school, the yearbook comes out. And there are some parents who are very upset. One of those is Grant Berardo. He's a junior. So there's no dress code for the junior pictures for the underclassmen. There's a dress code for the senior portraits, but not for the underclassmen. And he wore a navy blue Trump Make America Great Again t-shirt. So you know where this is going, right?
Culturally relevant.
Right, so you know where this is going. And he got his proof backs, and there, you know, got his proof. There he is, smiling and everything. And the day his picture image was used on the electronic student ID system and everything, that's what he used for the school year. And then when the yearbook came out on Wednesday, he's just wearing a navy blue t-shirt. It doesn't say Trump Make America Great Again. It's just a navy blue t-shirt. And he's like, hey, what the heck? He's like, the kid in the Led Zeppelin shirt, his shirt wasn't photoshopped. The kid in the Alice Cooper shirt, and on and on and on, college shirts. But nobody else's shirt was blacked out, but his was.
So commercial logos are fine, but if you would dare include the duly elected president of the United States on your shirt, you are running afoul of some kind of violation.
Well, apparently, he wasn't the only one. Another parent, her daughter is a senior, and they have their quotes. You know, they get to put a quote in the yearbook. Her quote was from President Trump, and it was dropped. It wasn't there. And her son wore a shirt that also had Trump on it, and his shirt was photoshopped too. And she said, well, when we heard about Grant's shirt being photoshopped, we knew that this was not a coincidence. So they decided to step up and say something too. And then she said this was purposeful and wrong. So the superintendent sent out a letter saying, you know, we have no idea. We're investigating an allegation of censorship and the possible violation of First Amendment rights in the high school yearbook.
Blah, 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 blah.
Nobody knows who did it. The same typical stuff all the time. And so now the parents, though, I give them a lot of credit. They're fighting back, and they say, we want our kids' quotes, we want our kids' t-shirts back on, and we want you to reissue the yearbook.
Well, you know something? How could you go to Wall Township High School and not be a Trump supporter? Don't you think that if you go to Wall Township High School, that every sports game is dominated by chance of build that wall. Build that wall.
Very funny.
Especially if you're a high school kid.
It does kind of write itself. At the end of this school year, though, some kids are not going back to their schools despite not having graduated. It seems that there are more kids who are leaving colleges because they are conservative and they're being bullied. And the administration is doing nothing about it. There's a story in the College Fix, which does a lot of these stories. Her name is Lexi Kaufman. She goes to Emerson. She's a journalism major. Oh, poor thing. And she will not be returning for her sophomore year. She made it one semester. She called it her dream college, but she said it has been nothing but awful to me. She's a conservative, and she said she has been nothing but constantly bullied from her first day on campus. In high school, she wrote for the Odyssey Online, and she had conservative opinions in it. I walked into this school not being liked by a lot of people, getting nasty stares, weird comments on my whiteboard on my door. She lost friends over the presidential election. And she said she was actually scared to leave her dorm room in the days following the election. And in March, she happened to run into Milo Yiannopoulos at Orlando City Walk, got a picture with him, and she posted it on her Facebook page and said, "The legend himself." Well, that was apparently the end of it. Someone took the picture, put it in a group called All the Brown Peoples, PPLZ, which is all Emerson students. They started referring to her as a white supremacist. Another student says, "She's my sweet mate," with an emoji and a gun pointing at the emoji. And this is her sweet mate.
That's nice.
She's gone and complained, and she said, "They've done nothing for me. Absolutely nothing."
This is, I don't see, my gut reaction on a story like this is I don't know how to feel, because get over it is my first instinct. Like, don't be the victim. Don't quit. You don't give up just because people don't like your political views. But if people are posting, like, pictures of guns pointing at your emoji head because you just were audacious enough to pose with a conservative provocateur like Milo Yiannopoulos, I don't know what to make of it. I don't know. If I'm her father, I'm like, you know what? This isn't worth it. This is not worth it to me. Like, I want my kids to fight for what they believe in. But if the entire school is basically out to get her and nobody's giving her any help, that's not a good situation. And you should seize the power that you have and get out of that situation.
And the Fix says that multiple students have spoken with them about this. And she actually emailed screenshots of all this to the president of the university under the subject line, "This is how my classmates are treating me just because I'm a conservative." And she said she claims she hasn't heard anything.
So. Oh, real good. Good job. 722 on WMAL.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life. And it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
So I'm in search of a new dentist, and so I went to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry because I need to feel comfortable with someone who is going to be poking around in my mouth with sharp instruments. It's just me. It's my comfort level. I get a little nervous when it comes to going to the dentist, and the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry made me feel right at home. When I walked in, the waiting room was not jammed. There was one gentleman there, and he was waiting for his wife, who was finishing up her nap. So when you hear me say that they let you control the pace of your appointment, it's true. They don't rush you. They will talk to you about everything before they do it, and they make sure you're okay with it. They allow you to control your appointment. They want you to be comfortable because they want you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. After all, that's their job. They want you to have a smile that you can be proud of, and they don't want you to wait to see them until you're in pain. So if you want a healthy smile, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Should liberal cities like Charlottesville and Richmond be allowed to destroy historical monuments honoring Confederate soldiers like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Ed Gillespie says that's okay. Gillespie told the Washington Post he opposes a law protecting these monuments. That's no surprise. It's part of a pattern with Gillespie. Gillespie lobbied for a legal alien amnesty and said he would veto a ban on late-term abortions. Ed Gillespie is a K Street insider lobbyist who stands for nothing. Lost to Mark Warner 3 years ago and will lose again in November. The conservative choice? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. A solid record. More jobs. Stable taxes. Stand up to illegal immigration. Fight political correctness. Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway commuters heading through Silver Spring. It's the crash inner loop that was reported at George Avenue. I'm not seeing much of an inner loop delay, so really think it's outer loop here. As you come around past Colesville Road toward Georgia Avenue, that's going to be the zone where you want to watch for that crash. On 29, that's very slow to merge onto the Beltway. On 95 as well, you have that volume delay getting onto the Beltway as well. Into that sunshine this morning, College Park, inner loop passing Route 1, just a brief delay. Stick with it. 50 inbound passing Freeway Airport below speed, and again merging up through to the Beltway. DC, 295 south. As you passed Benning Road down toward East Capitol Street, the volume earlier stalled car along the way towed out of there. Still dealing with the crash in Northeast Minnesota Avenue at Burroughs Avenue. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Must hit 95 to get a record today. We didn't get one yesterday, and I'm not quite sure we'll get there today. 95 degrees is the record high temperature. The forecast high with sunshine is 93. Air quality alert in effect. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It's 7:26 on WMAL.
Last night was the Tony Awards in New York City, and sure, those are always a lot of fun. And it's always, if you ever have the opportunity to be in Manhattan the night of the Tony Awards, it's a lot of fun.
Is it an
just
opportunity?
Hang out. Yeah, you get to eat a lot of watch. You get to see a lot of celebrities.
Or a massive tragedy to be in the middle of all of that traffic outside the Tony Awards.
Oh, I didn't say drive-in, did I?
No.
Okay.
You didn't say
so
that.
So if you happen to be walking around near Rock Center, it's a lot of fun. The big winner, Dear Evan Hansen, was the big winner. That is, it came out of really nowhere. It is a musical. And it won the Best New Musical at the Tony Awards. Now, last year, everything, Best Actor, Musical, everything was Hamilton. Hamilton, Hamilton, Hamilton. At least this year, spread out a little bit. The Best Musical Revival Prize went to Hello, Dolly, which is now starring Bette Midler. And her acceptance speech went long. The orchestra started her playing her off, and she told them to shut up, and she kept going. And here's part of what she had to say.
The whole thing is utterly... has the ability to lift your spirits in these terrible, terrible times. Come and see it. And lastly, I want to dedicate this. I want to salute the people who actually came before me. The brilliant, brilliant, inimitable Carol Channing, who made my life, who was a gift to me. The extraordinary Pearl Bailey, and all the hundreds of women that came after me.
I'm just shocked to find out that there's a musical called Groundhog Day. Awesome. I love that. Phil Connors. I'd love to see that. 7:28 now on WMAL.
Have you dreamed about owning waterfront property on the Chesapeake Bay? Not just any property, but land that sits on high ground with panoramic views, private white sandy beaches, deep water for docking boats of all sizes, and world-class fishing right out your back door? This exclusive development is being offered for the first time at unbeatable prices. On Saturday, June 24th, experience 2 acres of deep dockable waterfront to buy for only $89,900. Get 16 heavily wooded acres with water access. Access and views for only $69,900. Also, buy a huge 5-bedroom beach house for under $300,000. This waterfront sale is real and properties will sell fast. Take a virtual tour at dockableland.com and call to reserve an appointment on June 24th. Call now 800-684-4611 to schedule the earliest priority appointment. That's 800-684-4611. Financing available. No time limit to build. Call today 800-684-4611 to schedule.
I have failed at very few things.
And I'm afraid.
Marcus Lemonis.
I didn't come here to give you a rose. I came here to give you a reality check. You guys are essentially out of business right now.
The Turnaround King is back.
You're a powerful man, and that is not an easy thing to work with.
I think you're going to be surprised. The risk is high, but if it works, the payoff is huge.
I want to thank y'all because my life is riding on this.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to work.
The Prophet, all new Tuesdays at 10. CNBC, get yours.
Rich Minniter is a terror expert and a national security expert as well. And he'll be here in a few moments to talk about Qatar and all of the various ways that Qatar continues to be in the news and whether or not it's going to continue to have a relationship with Saudi Arabia. All interesting topics to hit when we return. It's 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. The attorneys general of D.C. and Maryland are suing President Trump today, accusing him of violating constitutional provisions aimed at preventing conflicts of interest. The Washington Post reports that the lawsuit to be filed by Maryland's Brian Frosch and D.C.'s Carl Racine, both elected Democrats, allege the president has violated anti-corruption clauses in the Constitution by accepting millions in payments and benefits from foreign governments since he moved into the White House. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is preparing to face his former Senate colleagues.
The Attorney General's agreement to appear before that Senate Intel Committee did appear to catch members off guard over the weekend. But the big question is still unanswered. Will Sessions testify in public or behind closed doors?
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. A memorial outside Orlando's Pulse nightclub is marking 1 year since the shootings that left 49 people dead.
Early this morning, people dressed as angels stood somberly outside the shuttered Orlando nightclub, the formality of the ceremony helping them deal with the gravity of what happened last year.
When you remember the tragedy that did happen, there's no way around it. There's going to be tears.
That's Florida State Senator Linda Stewart, one of quite a few people who attended the overnight vigil. She says remembrances like this one help prove Orlando stands united. I'm Andrew Spencer.
British Prime Minister Theresa May's office won't confirm whether the Queen's speech will go ahead today as planned. The Queen's speech is the traditional start of the parliamentary year and carries extra significance after a change of government. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,272, the Nasdaq at 6208. Sports, the Rangers complete the sweep of the Nationals. The Orioles get swept by the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics win again. And the Pittsburgh Penguins are Stanley Cup champions. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for
This is Larry O'Connor along with Dirk, a friend I met over at EMP 180. We're talking about our experiences with them.
Were you very active before when you had that 26 pounds on your body?
I would say lightly active. I mean, I work during the day and it's mostly a thinking job.
So what kind of difference do you feel in your life now? Have you increased your activity?
It's a lot easier, I would say, to run stairs, for example. I mean, just yesterday I ran 30 flights of stairs in 15 minutes. And before, no way.
But you didn't have to do any exercise to lose this weight. It's all about input. It's all about diet control
and the right nutrients, and especially protein. Spreading it out, you know, evenly across the day like that, get your body into that fat burn cycle, and it's really quite an amazing thing to see it happen.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss, EMP180weightloss.com. Once again, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfectully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians. Paid for by Ed Gillespie for Governor.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lies, propaganda, and cover-ups? Do what I did. Go to mrcsticker.com and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's mrcsticker.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. No worries. It's the volume. Urbana, Germantown into Rockville. Here's the scoop on the Maryland Beltway. Interloop, we did have a crash as you come from Bethesda into Silver Spring, but quickly removed. So you're okay. No delay heading past Connecticut Avenue toward George Avenue. It's now the outer loop right in that same area where they're responding to the new incident. Outer loop between Colesville Road and George Avenue, right around that curve. So be very careful with 95 delays stacking up, too, as a result, coming out of Calverton. Out of White Oak, south on 29, had the volume delays heading down toward Trader Joe's, and now a crash reported along the way. So we're getting a little bit busy here. Take it easy. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, we're back before St. Barnabas Road. 95 north in a quiet tractor trailer that was stalled, able to get that over to the right shoulder. Very slow for everyone coming north. Almost back to Route 3, Fredericksburg, Falmouth, and up toward Aquia, again with lanes open, and a brief delay into Lorton where that crash was on the shoulder. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Must hit 95 to get a record today. We didn't get one yesterday, and I'm not quite sure we'll get there today. Today, 95 degrees is the record high temperature. The forecast high with sunshine is 93. Air quality alert in effect. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Manassas, 70 in Germantown, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:37 now on Mornings on the Mall. This is WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've been talking all morning about everything going on domestically in the United States, but internationally we've got this issue of Qatar and all of these Gulf nations who have cut links with Qatar. And here to discuss this with us and sort of explain what the state of play is now is Rich Miniter. He's a terrorism and national security expert and with the American Media Institute. Rich, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So, you know, the latest I'm seeing now is that Iran has started sending food, specifically fruit and vegetables, according to Sky News, to Qatar after Gulf nations have cut their trade links with them and basically cutting off the flow of food into that country. What is the current state of play in your mind, and what are the hopes of actually coming to a peaceful resolution?
Well, that little bit of Iranian charity, by the way, the sending of food that you just mentioned, is just going to dig Qatar into a deeper hole with their neighbors. Here's what happened. United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and some other Gulf states said, you know, enough's enough. They were tired of Qatar funding the Muslim Brotherhood, which is trying to topple governments in various Arab countries, funding Hamas, and then elements of Qatari society, also funding Al-Qaeda, elements of Al-Qaeda in Syria. So this constant financing of terrorism has driven these countries nuts. But of course, they're also deeply involved in the Syrian civil war, and Qatar seems to be on both sides of that. But what really triggered it, and this is why the Iranian charity is going to backfire, is when they discovered that the Qataris allegedly paid some $1 billion to free some Qatari hostages in Syria. And where'd they send that money? Iran. The Gulf Arabs, especially the Saudis, are terrified of Iran these days. They see themselves as essentially in a proxy war with Iran. They think Iranian intelligence agents are causing demonstrations and uprisings in Bahrain, in the oil-producing sector of Saudi Arabia, and of course in Yemen. The Egyptians blame the Iranians for financing the Muslim Brotherhood and being responsible for some uprisings there and violent attacks in that country. So they see Iran as the absolute ultimate enemy, and the idea that Qatar would be sending them $1 billion to help finance terror attacks and building atomic weapons and long-range missiles, that was just too much for them to bear, and that's where we are.
And for a long time, I think many Americans have viewed Qatar as sort of like a neutral state there in the Gulf, and especially because we have American troops there and a base. But now it seems, you know, even the White House is getting involved in this. President Trump, of course, meeting with Gulf state leaders recently, and the news is that he was under some pressure there to challenge Qatar. And that's what we heard him do on Friday from the Rose Garden. He talked about, quote, the time had come to call on Qatar to end its funding and its extremist ideology. What do you make about the White House's posture in all of this?
Well, we'll see if that's backed up by Secretary of Defense Mattis and Secretary of State Tillerson. But the president's words are extremely strong. They're the strongest words we've ever seen regarding Qatar from any president of the United States. And it's a real problem. I mean, U.S. air base there at El Alidid was moved from Saudi Arabia to Qatar, especially to build up that relationship with Qatar. And the idea is that that base could be moved back. I mean, that base is in real jeopardy. It doesn't have to be in Qatar. And what's more, the president is probably also reacting to internal reports that a number of military officers, U.S. military officers, have been kicked out of the country for having little cracks in their identity card, you know, little bits at the corner, you know, of their CAC cards, their military-issued ID cards. Also, when long-range flights take off, surveillance aircraft flights take off from the U.S. airbase there, they have to go through Qatari customs both on the way out and on the way back in. Now, what's really strange about that is Qatar is tracking those aircraft on radar the entire time, and they never land anywhere. They deliver bombs to Afghanistan or Syria or Iraq, or they're conducting long-range surveillance of Iran or other actors in the region. But they don't land anywhere, and yet still the Qataris kind of harass them. This is becoming a real point of contention with a lot of military and mid-level military people who've had to deal with the Qataris. They've found them to be increasingly difficult on the ground. If that base were to move, it would be an enormous loss of face to the Qataris, and it would also be a loss of revenue. The U.S. actually pays rent for that airbase there. Neighboring UAE has offered to, by the way, house that base for $1 a year. Of course, the Saudis would be happy to have that back as well.
I want to go back to something that you said earlier about a payment that Qatar made to Syria, which of course just paid it to Iran. And that was part of, you know, kind of like the last straw for this. Why were we not isolated then and relations cut off with us when we sent the Iran more than $1 billion?
Well, first of all, the Saudis especially need the Americans to defend them. I mean, without U.S. Air Force, without U.S. Navy, the Saudis fear that their independence will be gone in a matter of days. When I saw the Bahrain Minister of Interior, that overlooks their intelligence and military, a few years ago, he told me that he has someone who watches the harbor and counts the number of American naval vessels in that harbor every morning and just gives a report. And I said, do you really expect to wake up one day and find that the U.S. Navy is suddenly packed up and moved out? And he goes, that's our deepest fear. So I think this is they might want to criticize the United States privately. They were not happy with President Obama's dealings with Iran over the last few years, and they were not shy about expressing that in private. But as far as cutting relations with the United States, they'd be cutting their nose to spite their face.
And what are they doing to get rid of their Wahhabi problem?
Well, they don't see that as a problem, of course. They see that as a state religion. For what it's worth, they do make a distinction that the Wahhabis are not bombing people and killing people. Yes, they don't let women drive, and human rights are a disaster in Saudi Arabia. But it's not a threat to the regime itself, and it's not a threat to their neighbors. So they kind of see that as a different thing. Of course, to people who, especially religious minorities, yes, who have to live in Saudi Arabia, they may well not see any difference.
Rich Miniter, thank you, sir, for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
No, thanks for having me on.
7:44 now.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you, so you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery, so you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
All right, it's 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia Interstate 95, we've had three separate incidents this morning, so a little frustrating. North and Lorton, that crash is gone, so we're doing much better there. It's trying to get through Stafford and Aquia. The latest problem is going to be the crash north on I-95, north of 17 in Falmouth. Along the left side, you get a brief, very brief break, and then you're jammed again up toward 610 Aquia, where the tractor trailer sits on the shoulder. Just so you know, the extra time needed, and I'm also seeing some of that bailout traffic over to Route 1, so that's picking up extra delays. On 66, it's just been about that stop and go through Manassas Centerville, again, as you come up toward Nutley Street and the Beltway. No problems to report on the Greenway or the toll roads, so that was checking out fine. On the Maryland Beltway, the crash, outer loop, Silver Spring, between Colesville Road and George Avenue. Crews tell me they have it on the shoulder. It's right around the curve. Still a bit of a distraction, though. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got to get to 95 today to get a record. Good deal sunshine, though, is expected. Start in the 70s, wrap it up at 93, so we may get there. There is an air quality alert in effect. Clear and warm tonight, 74. Late day showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 7:47 on WMAL.
My shirt, too sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts.
Well, I don't know about your news feed and your social media, but my social media was filled probably about Friday. It started with all these men going, yay, women can be topless in Ocean City, Maryland, woo! And all these guys were losing their minds, which is so much fun to watch.
It's a hell of an advertisement for Ocean City.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, there's topless sunbathing going on?
Chelsea Covington is an advocate for normalizing toplessness and asked the county's state's attorney last year to examine this law, right? That women cannot bathe topless.
Yeah.
And the state's attorney, the county's state's attorney, in turn asked the Maryland Attorney General for an opinion. Now, opinions can take anywhere from a month to about a year to be finalized because it takes a long time to get to an opinion. And rumor got out that Captain Butch Arbin, who is head of the Ocean City Beach Patrol, said in a memo on Tuesday that workers should document complaints of toplessness, but they shouldn't approach topless women, even if beach goers go, you have to talk to her over there. She's not wearing a top. Right. So
dealing
that got convoluted into, they're not going to kick you off the beach if you're bathing topless.
So they've codified how complicated it is to talk to women.
Especially for beach patrol.
If she's topless, don't approach her. Don't say anything, but just let her know. Somehow it's against the law.
Do not feed the beast. So they had to take, the town of Ocean City actually had to take to their Facebook page and social media and say, despite what is being circulated on social media, the town of Ocean City is not a topless beach and will not become a topless beach. The intent of the policy that is being reported on was strictly for our beach patrol employees. We want our lifeguards to have their eyes on the ocean, as the safety of our swimmers is their first priority. Our police department, on the other hand, will respond to calls from the beach patrol and complaints from our beach patrons should any activity of toplessness occur. We have received dozens of phone calls, read thousands of comments, and answered numerous emails from our residents and visitors expressing their concerns. We assure you these concerns, we assure you we share those concerns and intend to do whatever is necessary to prevent this from happening on our beach.
It's a lot of formal language for something so silly. I love that all of the headlines on this are Ocean City passes emergency ordinance against toplessness on their beach.
I just find it hilarious that the idea of toplessness has provoked such a response.
It's hard to blame them. I mean, they don't want to be seen as a seedy city. They want to be seen as family friendly. They want to put their best foot forward in order to have people come and visit their beaches. And also, by the way, ladies, don't give it all away. Here's the secret. You need to maintain that power. You need to, like, use that to your advantage. If all of a sudden Ocean City is just covered in toplessness, you're going to water down the value of toplessness. And that is not a good thing for society,
but
I promise you.
Don't we want to be like every other industrialized nation, right? I mean, isn't that what I hear all the time? We have to be, we are so far behind the rest of the civilized world.
I realize it feels like it's against your instincts, men, but trust me here. If I say the words, do you want to be more like Europe, you're almost always going to recoil. And even on this issue, you should. That's all I'm saying.
Have you ever been to a topless beach?
No, I've never been to a topless beach.
I've been in on islands where
Thank
it's okay, but they're usually inhabited by Americans. And it's funny how the Americans, if there's a lot of Americans there and they're not the Europeans will not take their tops off either. You know why? Because American men immediately become drooling idiots and act like drooling idiots, and so the European women are like, oh, the Americans are here, and so they come
all
up.
I know is my impression is anyone who wants to put themselves in that position is the type of person you don't want to see in that position. 751 now on WMAL.
At Mattress Warehouse, they make the mattress buying process easier and more efficient with Bed Match. It only takes a few minutes to find mattresses that offer the perfect support for you and your body. Their professional sales staff can find a mattress for any type of sleeper that's comfortable, supportive, and affordable. If you're not getting the best overall sleep experience, go to Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. SleepHappens.com. That's SleepHappens.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
What do we do? Because we're all left hanging. We don't know what tweet is coming next. We don't know whether to believe Fox News or CNN. We just don't know what to do out there if you're a federal employee. And so here's what I'm going to recommend. Just like I do every week, anytime there is an emergency ahead, you have to plan.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late.
Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
7:53 now. Time to check in on how your money's doing. Let's check in with the CNBC News Desk.
Good Monday morning. Well, stock futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. And we'll see if there's any recovery today after Friday's so-called tech wreck, a sell-off in tech stocks. The Federal Reserve Board meets tomorrow for 2 days on interest rates. You should know by Wednesday afternoon whether your adjustable rate mortgage payments are going up if you have one of those, or your credit cards if you carry a balance. GE shares are higher in pre-market trading on a change at the top. CEO Jeff Immelt is stepping down. The man running GE's health unit, John Flannery, will take over. Companies should encourage retirees drawing pensions to get dogs. A Scottish study finds that pensioners who have pets get an extra 22 minutes of exercise each day and they're healthier. Warner Brothers' Wonder Woman won the box office for the second weekend in a row. Number two was Universal's Mummy, with Tom Cruise. I'm Landon Dowdy, CBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. Listen, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Carol and Gary of Vienna. After settling in their dream retirement home in South Carolina, they knew they needed to sell their Virginia residence quickly. They looked to Frank to get the job done, and true to form, Frank delivered an offer in just one day for more than $6,000 over ask. Listen, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, that time of the morning, we're getting very busy. Westbound side, southeast, southwest freeways come off the 11th Street Bridge. Really just had a crawl here to get past the 3rd Street Tunnel. Reports of an incident up ahead over the 14th Street Bridge, also slow onto the freeway. Virginia 95, that has been a struggle this morning for commuters trying to push through Stafford into Aquia. The latest crash, we've had three. This one, north on 95, north of 17 and Falmouth in the left lane. Beyond, still stop and go past 610. You get a break and then heavy into Woodbridge. All right, Virginia on 66. It's been about the volume, but a lot of it this morning, Manassas toward Fair Oaks. No problems to report currently on the George Washington Parkway. Baltimore Washington Parkway slows each direction in Jessup right near Route 100. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cranking up the heat once again. Another hot day coming in today. We'll get close to the record. We might get there. 95 is the record. Forecast high 93. Plenty of hazy sunshine. Air quality alert in effect. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
76 degrees in this here nation's capital, 756.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job. And you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are five times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Summer is here, Safeway shoppers. Time to hit the road. Fuel your trip when you shop at Safeway and save on gas at Sunoco and select partner locations. Now through June 29th, earn up to 4x gas rewards points on grocery items. You can redeem your rewards for up to 20 cents off per gallon at Sunoco and participating partner locations. Maximum gas rewards at Sunoco and at select partner locations is 20 cents off per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air.
The ancient Greeks considered the number 7 to be the perfect number. You've got 7 hills of Rome, 7 seas, 7 wonders of the world. And just the way it looks, standing there at an angle, with that casual lean all, yo, check it, I'm lucky 7. But at Snell Heating and Air, we've latched on to 777, because we can't get enough of those lucky numbers. The 777 means my stand-up guys are working for you 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. Now, a lot lot of companies charge extra for overtime and weekend work, but not Snell. 777 is your lucky combination for Snell's outstanding service, our expertise, and hours that work for your schedule at the same low rate. So when you call my stand-up guys for service or repair, you know it's going to be your lucky day.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air. And on the web at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
If online dating is turning you off, let us introduce you to It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for professional singles.
Getting to know my clients is the most important part of what we do and why we're so successful.
Let someone else do the legwork. All you have to do is show up and have a great time.
We bring a more successful way of dating to the table.
And to celebrate making sparks fly for over a quarter of a century, new IJL members will receive a special offer during the month of June. Call or text 202-466-6699.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Dianne Feinstein said something very, very interesting in an interview with CNN. And I raised my eyebrows when I heard this. We'll tell you what it is.
It's eyebrow raising. And can students actually unplug from their cell phones? One D.C. area principal thinks they can. I want to find out from you. Is it possible to wrest that cell phone out of your kids' hands? 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.